date, the 9th of November 1989, is etched into the history of the world as the day the Berlin Wall came down. Here is my portion of the Berlin Wall that I chipped off shortly afterwards. My little piece of world history. But was it actually a prayer meeting held exactly 1 month earlier that made the fall of the wall inevitable? Ignoring death threats and the huge banks of armed police, thousands gathered at St. Nicholas's Church in the East German city of Leipzig on the 9th of October 1989 to pray for peace. The congregation then joined an estimated crowd of 70,000 on a protest march against the country's communist regime. It was the largest impromptu demonstration ever witnessed in East Germany. But this was no spontaneous flash mob. It was the culmination of years of weekly prayer meetings organized by Christian Führer, the pastor of St. Nicholas's. Up until then, the communist domination of Central and Eastern Europe seemed invincible. Then suddenly, the face of world power changed almost overnight. Much of this change we could see as the result of persistent prayer. A change that brought greater human freedom and delivery from fear for millions of people. The likelihood of imminent war, maybe nuclear war, that would have been catastrophic for all humanity, was suddenly diffused. When we approach the Lord's table to celebrate communion, it's the greatest act of remembrance that we engage in as Christians, as we recall and give thanks for the sacrifice made by Jesus for us upon the cross, giving his life on behalf of us, shedding his blood as the price of victory over sin and death. In ways we find hard to comprehend, he died so that we might find life and peace with God. Today, as near to 11 a.m. as we could, we remembered the sacrifice of our armed forces and others made in the two world wars and many other conflicts since in order to secure liberty and peace. We recognize the horror of war. We look forward to the day when war will be no more. We pray for the peace made possible by Jesus the Messiah to come soon. And we pray for the men and women of our armed forces today and for others who put themselves in harm's way in order to protect us. It's fitting in our current climate to also remember and celebrate the commitment of those working in our NHS, battling COVID, a battle of another kind. When Jesus retreated to a quiet place, he was refreshed and renewed himself in God's presence in such a way that his whole life became a prayer. And he himself embodied the life of God in every way. In our prayer life, as we pray, God changes us. Through our relationship with God in Jesus Christ, in prayer, God changes everything. The peace of Jesus the Messiah will come into and will change a marriage at war, or a family relationship in conflict, a friendship that has gone sour. Imagine if the leaders of countries met together, prayed together, and were reconciled. Is that just a crazy dream? Perhaps, but it is what God wants for all of us. In James 5:16, it says, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." Of course, healing encompasses so many different things. If the attitude of one party in a conflict is changed, that could in itself make all the difference. Sometimes it does, but not always. When a conflict continues because the other party remains belligerent or unforgiving, we have godly wisdom from the Apostle Paul, who says this in Romans 12, verse 18. "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." If the attitude of both warring parties is changed, transformed by the presence of God and the mind of Christ, then peace will ensue. In James 3:17-18, we read, and I paraphrase here, "The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness." Again, in James 5:13, it says, "Is any one of you in trouble? You should pray." Nations, churches, families, friends, neighbors. Are any of you in trouble? You should pray. Christian prayer in the presence of the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ changes everything, starting with you and me. We live in a world where conflicts still rage. We're well aware of world leaders and business leaders who think it is a show of strength to divide and conquer, who naturally seek to be divisive in their own gain, for their own gain, for their own advantage, regardless of the consequences for those whose lives, whose welfare, for whose livelihoods are entrusted to their care. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Let us work towards that peace, one relationship at a time, and let's seek to exert our influence where we can to bring peace to people's lives. A peace that passes human understanding, a peace that comes from God. And may the walls of conflict come down, just as the Berlin Wall, that wall of conflict, came down in 1989. May the reunification of humanity to God be the source of lasting peace and prosperity for all people. May God's peace reign in our hearts, in your heart and mine. And as it does, may we bring that peace through prayer, through our words and our acts of kindness and reconciliation. May we bring that to a world that's in need of peace today. Let's pray for that together, shall we? Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you that you are the greatest peacemaker in human history. That your desire is for all of us to live peaceable lives, at peace with one another. Help us, first of all, to know that peace with you and from you. As we come to you humbly, seeking your forgiveness for all the things that we do wrong, for those relationships that we've soiled, Lord, help us to know your peace as we know your forgiveness. And as we live in that forgiveness, help us to be a people of reconciliation that forgive others, that seek to build bridges of friendship and reconciliation where others are in conflict. Help us to know your guiding hand on our lives so that we can make a difference where we can. But we pray beyond that, Lord. We pray for the nations, for the governments of nations, for huge corporations, all of whom have the power to hurt or to heal. May they all be peacemakers who seek to bring peace and prosperity to all in our world. We ask a great deal, but we ask it in the name of one who can do more than we can even ask or imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.